صلوات پڑھیے محمد والے محمد. خرق علمه باطن غیب السطورات و احاط بغموض عقائد السریرات. His knowledge has split forth the inside of unknown secrets and covered the bottom of deep beliefs. Science is telling us there was a Big Bang theory. Is well known theory. It has been exploded. The universe is what we need. Now we see is the universe. It started from that Big Bang. The philosophy is telling whenever we need, see the effect, there has to be a cause. Who has caused the Big Bang? That itself is proof that his knowledge is split forth the universe to cover. And Quran also witnessing, telling us clearly. Jallat azamato wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness but there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa anna muhammadan allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ala. We stand witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his servant and his rasul, wa nashhadu anna alayyan wa abna'ahu al-ma'asumina hujjajullah. Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ala. We stand witness that Imam Ali and his pure progeny, those who are guided one, are the guides for humanity. Usikum nafsi ibadallah bitaqwallah wa ta'ateh. I advise myself to all of you, servants of Allah, be careful of our duties towards Allah. Each and every moment is recorded. Nothing will be omitted. Everything will be present on the day of judgment. There is nothing, there is no one can be escaped. Quran clearly says, human being, when they, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, book of the character appears in front of them, they will cry out by saying, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرًا. What happened to this book? It has not omitted a single thing, not a small, not a big. Everything is noted. When we read this, that tells us each and every action of us is recorded. And when we think of ourselves, everything becomes clear. On that day, when books are open, our character will be open. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. That day, a secret will be open. Everything will be clear. As Quran is asking all of us, and it has been commanded to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Continue then in the right way as you are commanded. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well known, it has been clear. So there is no flexibility as people are nowadays looking for. One of the Muslim scholars after 9-11, he said, at least there is a need of 100 amendments in the Quran to the today's day-to-day life. And he said during the time of Khulafa al-Rashideen, it has been more than 20 times it has been amended. And Quran is saying even Prophet does not have that right to amend the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, فَاسْتَقِيمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Stand tall and resist what has been commanded. Don't move from your point of view. Because those who don't have knowledge, they have to move. And this is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to change according to the laws of Allah, not laws has to change according to our own desires and urges. And Quran is not only asking to steadfast in our beliefs, asking وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. Those who are with you, they have to show this resistance. It is a tough choice, but they have to accept it. It is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Quran clearly saying, if you do injustice, it is against yourself. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. In Dua Kumal we read, Rabb inni zalamtu nafsi. I am doing myself. The crime which is committed is not against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against the self. And it is going to come in front of us. To fight the crime of the society, Islam is teaching us to first you combat the crime of self first. Then you can fight back the enemies. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And do not think Allah to be heedless of what the unjust do. They are killing every day. Non-Muslims are killing Muslims. Muslims are killing Muslims. And every day, blood of Muslim is so cheap. Anyone can shed. And Quran is saying, be warning, be careful. Because a zalim's action will not be taken it easily. And Allah is watchful of their action. As also he who has turned to Allah with you. And do not think Allah to be heedless of what the unjust do. He only respite them. Respite is muhla. Muhla is one of the philosophy of Islam. Muhla is a time, just like we said time. Give me time. Allah says, I am giving you time. Take, reflect. And if you have done wrong, and do tawbah for yourself. If you have done wrong to others, go back and ask their forgiveness. He only respite them to a day on which the eyes shall be fixed open. When Pharaoh, Pharaoh, he did all that injustice towards Israelis. And one day then he was moving towards his destiny. Mid of the river Nile, he was caught in water. And at that time he says, Dubtulan. Now I want to do tawbah. Allah said, it is too late. So tawbah should be within the limits of time. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمٍ مِّنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, to those who were unjust because of the chastisement of pain, painful day. عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ is يوم, day of judgment is very reckoning, day of reckoning. On that day, no one will escape. May Allah forgive all of us. Quran says, أَلَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهَ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. What is the meaning of la'na? La'na is our existence because of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmataka allati wasi'at kulla shay. Once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdraws his rahmat, becomes la'nat. La'nat means withdrawal of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May God forbid such a day that Allah says, now I'm withdrawing my mercy upon you. Allah la'natullah ala al-zalimeen. Allah says, I am withdrawing my mercy upon the zalimeen. That's why our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqu dhulm. Be careful of doing injustice to others. Fa'inna dhulma dhulmatu yawm al-qiyamah. Dhulm itself becomes darkness on the day of judgment. On that day you cannot be, you will be put aside. And in dark, in abyss. Some people, they say, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Wallah, why did you make me blind on the day of judgment? I could see in the world. Allah said, because you have neglected our sign when we have given you life. Now we are neglecting you. That is how we have to be careful. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Quran says, Allah is not going to give any prosperity to zalimeen. Outwardly we were thinking, we judge very fast. Allah says, take it easy. See, one day zalimeen will not going to prosper. Their end result is very bad. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمِ لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah says, one day we will finish the zalimeen. That is the nature, that is the system which we created. بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And the بُعْدًا is rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be very far for the zalimeen. وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ ansar. The day shall come, there shall not be any helper for the zalimeen. They will cry out, we need help. Just like now we see the things are getting worse and worse and worse, economically and pinching, and they were very proud of them, their system. They were thinking, we are going to survive. The things are changing very badly. And may God forbid, they might see there is no ansar, no one will be there for them to help. That's how for the zalimi. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِينَ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. وَسَيَعْلَمُونَ. Very soon zalimin shall see what will be the result of them. Very soon they will see. Then what is for the zalimin? مَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. Nothing but fire. That inner fire and outer fire. That fire, they cannot run away from the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us inspiration to be careful of our duties. May Allah give us inspiration not to do zulm to others. And may Allah take away all the powers which zalimins are possessing. Wake the mazlumeen up, insha'Allah. Inna ahsana al-hadith wa ablagh al-mu'idhat al-hasana kitabullah. The best of the narration, best of the admonition, Mawla Ali says, is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read 10 ayats a night. Every night before you go to sleep, recite 10 ayats with the translation, and it will change your perspective. إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة الحسنة كتاب الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. By the time, Allah is swearing, by the time, والعصر, then إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, humanity is in loss. If you don't want to be a loser, what you need to do? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Believe, not only believe, act upon what do you believe. Once you believe in something, you have to act. In the Holy Quran, wherever Quran says آمَنُوا, immediately it says عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. This Western society teaches us, it is his personal life, we cannot enter into his life, we have to be very, I don't need to say, if anyone is bad, let him be bad. Quran says, yeah, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. Always enjoining each other. If husband is doing wrong, wife should say, honey, take care of yourself, nothing wrong. And wife is doing wrong, husband has to say. Because both their goal is to reach to the ridha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the society can be cured and corrected. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. When it comes to truth, enjoin each other. When it comes to perseverance, show perseverance each other. Salawat wa Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ali Muhammad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهدي ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه وأشرف بريته أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد, أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله. In this my second sermon, I request myself and all of you brothers and sisters to be careful of our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be careful because all of our actions are under the surveillance and nothing can be omitted. Everything is being recorded. Thus, we need to be careful what we do. Amma ba'd, all of you know that deadly arson attack on Al-Rida Islamic Center in Brussels. And I don't know what kind of people. In the masjid, a person enters and opens fire. He kills the imam. And Sheikh Abdullah Da'adu, he was 46 only. And he has been killed cold-bloodedly. Witness said a man burst into the mosque carrying weapons and set the building on fire. Then he killed the imam. And some of them are injured. And he was saying some kind of rhetoric, just like always these Salafis, they say Shia kafir. If really they want to fight with us, let's have fight in the battleground and let's fight each other. Rather than fighting, killing in the mosque, killing to the people, those who are defenseless. Same thing is going on in Pakistan, same thing is going on in other part of the world. The Shia killing is not done by a Muslim, remember. A Muslim cannot kill the other Muslim. It is impossible. They are holding the gun, but Irada is someone else. The commanded is by the others. We have to see who are the people behind these hands. And who are these people? Quran says clearly, وَعَتَسِمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Unity is the Quranic slogan. United yourself. Who are going to disunite us? These are the kuffar and mushrikeen. We have to understand clearly. And don't ever say Sunni is killing Shia. Shia is no. No Sunni. It is the killer is a kafir. Killer is a mushrik. Killer is a tool for the people, those who are zalimeen. And we need to be very, very careful when we express our anger, not to express to the group. It is we have to express to the people, those who are behind those group. And why we are focused, it is also clear for all of you. Same thing, Jafriya Alliance leader injures and his son martyred in Karachi. Jafriya Alliance leader Mohsin Rizvi Sahab, he has been attacked near Golimar, and he was very injured, and his son was as martyred at the same time. And likewise, the attack has been done in other places in Pakistan. And all of the attacks we condemn, and we don't say a Muslim is doing. We say someone behind those Muslims, and may Allah curse them all. Allah la'anatullahi ala dhalimin. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. While this is going on, Israeli warplanes attacked northern Gaza Strip. Instead of killing Muslim each other, we should join to crush the enemy, which is top of the list, is Zionism. If we focus on that, we will be friend to each other. And this killing has been condemned by the state, Islamic Republic of Iran, China, Turkey, and even Arab leagues also, they condemn these kind of attacks. But condemning is not going to work, nothing but to stand tall and fight back. Egyptian cleric announces what we say always. Sheikh Mohammed Aladdin Mahdi said that two countries were implementing an Israeli-US plan in Syria. One is Qatar, another is Saudi Arabia. They are the tool for the Western countries, and they, inshallah, they will be seeing the same result as Saddam has seen, as Gaddafi has seen, as the Egyptian Husni Ghayre Mubarak also seen. Their result is Zalimin's result very soon. And we have to pray for this, at least may Allah give the help to the fighters who are fighting against tyranny and oppression in Bahrain and also in all other Muslim countries. Salawat padhi Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I wanted to mention last week, I could not, the Shafia's case, all of you know that they say it's a mercy killing. It is not mercy killing. It is family problem, nothing to do with Islam. It is being done in other communities. If such a thing comes, we have to outrightly condemn these acts. It is an individual act. We should not label it for the community, for the Muslim Ummah. Any Muslim cannot kill his own family members. May Allah give us, all of us, inspiration to be a follower of Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salatu wa salam. It is better to be mazlum rather than zalim. And it is better to be martyr rather than to do qatl to others. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على وعجل فرج الصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه نبينا وطبيب نفوسنا مولانا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد والصلاة والسلام على فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين اللهم صل على والصلاة والسلام على علي أمير المؤمنين اللهم صل على محمد والحسن والحسين سيد شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل على محمد والصلاة والسلام على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والحجة القائم المهدي اللهم صل على محمد حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك الذي يملأ الأرض قسطا وعدلا بعدما ملئت ظلما وجورا اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وسراياهم ومرابطهم في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا بينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله فإنه ذاكر لمن ذكره وأسأل الله من رحمته ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار بمحمد وآله الأطهار اللهم صل على محمد إن أحسن الحديث وأبلغ الموعظة الحسنة كتاب الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَجِّلْ شُكْرَهُ